Go! Hello, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Irrelevant Stories, a show where we sit and drink and have a conversation about absolutely random topics and share our personal stories. And today on the panel, we have about five people and the co-host. So, co-host, which is basically me. I fucked it up myself. I mean, Kritin, every time I look at him and I'm like, oh, I am the co-host here now. So, So, let's go around the panel, introduce everybody. Shweta today. Hello, hello, Shweta. How are you doing?
Hi.
every time she takes a hiatus, she ends up having a toxic relationship. It's a great
never mind for some other episode.
Breakups and relationships ka jo tha na, should have been for Prerna only. It's not everybody, it's just Prerna alone. Okay.
Great. I'll give you 2 hours worth of content alone.
But alas, today we'll be, reveal it later. Let's go around and introduce everybody else. Kritin, Kumar, Srihari and Hrishikesh are here. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much everybody for joining. Today's episode is going to center around arranged marriages and we'll be sort of talking about Indian matchmaking, where Indian matchmaking episode hum log dekha hai do episode bas.
Seema anti rocks.
Seema anti rocks.
I binge it. I wait for when it's dropping and I binge it.
It's a, dude, I'm not even kidding, okay? So, I'm not even kidding. Kritin watched Indian matchmaking and he was like, iska podcast banane ka. I'm like, okay. Chal, theek hai. So he sends a whole structure of how we are going to have a conversation on. See, he go like, Seema anti, Indian matchmaking and stuff. Now, he misspells Seema as Sema. Sema is basically Tamil mein must. So it ends up, it adds a different meaning altogether. Yeah, Sema anti is basically must anti. It's a very weirdly, aisa laga ki ye arrange marriage karte karte anti mil gayi isko.
No, I thought in arrange marriages he's saying the aunties are all hot.
Like no wonder Kritin binge watched it.
Of course. No wonder. Okay. Here's the thing. तुम लोग कौन कौन लोग यहाँ पे Indian matchmaking like have you watched?
I've watched.
Not me.
You watched? How many episodes did you watch? Did you watch? There are 2-3 seasons. No. There are three, like a whole super.
Three like seasons. Theme, right? I think I watched the third season का one episode in which that one guy who gets friendzoned all the time by everyone and his name is Bobby.
Kritin feels relatable for some reason.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, and then uski mummy is like, take the Bobby, take the Bobby, Adilshi, bhai. And that is like one joke that I cannot get over.
It's so funny, no? And then there's this one joke of, I remember there's one joke of Indian matchmaking where Seema auntie goes, Aparna thinks it's like a shopping mall. Matlab bahut specific, matlab kuch bhi demand ho raha hai.
Seema auntie, wait, no, my God, Kritin, you have raised your hand.
In defense of Bobby, dude, that guy's like such a good guy, dude. गोल्डन रिट्रीवर सेम पर्सनैलिटी
Wait. Yeah. There are three people who haven't watched the episode and have no fucking idea of what are we talking about. So, kuch bhi ho, uske characters introduce karne ke pehle na context establish karna zaruri
hai. Prerna will say this episode. Prerna will talk about him this episode.
Bhai, I felt so bad for him.
What is a Bobby? पहले कॉन्टेक्स्ट
अभी बॉबी इज दिस गाय ओके हु हैज कम टू सी माय आंटी बिकॉज़ ही इज लाइक कि मुझे सब सारा फ्रेंड जोन कर रहा है आई जस्ट वांट टू गेट मैरिड नाउ ठीक है एंड सीमा इज लाइक ओके आई विल गेट यू मैरिड सो ये वो एंड लास्ट ही गेट्स फ्रेंड जोन बाय दैट पर्सन जो सीमा आंटी से मिलवाया था ना उससे भी फ्रेंड जोन हो गया भाई सो आई फेल्ट सो बैड
माय गॉड
द गाय वाज इन बैड जस्ट द पर्सनालिटी वाज प्रीटी गुड But वही है कि अगर if I were to meet him, maybe I would have also friend zoned him. So I don't really like होता ना like I'm saying anything here यहाँ पे. But he was personality was good. Personality was good.
Okay.
He was nice guy.
Yeah, he's a Max teacher. He dances. He raps, but he raps Max songs. But he's like.
भाई उसका रैप सॉन्ग सुन के आई वाज लाइक कि भाई इसलिए तो फ्रेंड जोन हो रहा है सबके सामने सबके
डूड ही इज लाइक मैन चाइल्ड यू कैन से ही इज लाइक स्टिल लाइक क्यूरियस ही वांट्स टू डू लॉट ऑफ स्टफ ही स्टिल लाइक दैट सो यू गेट अ लाइक प्रॉपर फ्रेंडली वाइब फ्रॉम
हां मतलब कि अपना एक बंदे जिसकी एनर्जी ही खत्म होती है तुम उसको देखो अपने स्माइल कर रहा है और तुम उसको बोल रहे भाई लोग मर गए इधर चुप हो जा स्माइल करना बंद कर दे लेकिन ये अभी भी स्माइल करूंगा वैसा टाइप था
व्हाट What is the nuts of that? You had like in between, मर गए लोग यहाँ पे फिर भी smile कर रहा है. What is that?
Wait. Give me the share screen request. I'll show you. We can rate the guy from 1 to 10.
Why would we rate this guy?
Shweta, why are you so like looking at us with judgment on your eyes?
My mic is not working. I'm just trying to like I'm not able to hear.
मेरे को सच्ची में लगा कि श्वेता बहुत भारी जज कर रही है हमें बिकॉज़ वी आर डिस्कसिंग सी बॉबी बॉबी दियोल को डिस्कस कर रहे हैं यहाँ पे नॉट ओके बॉबी रिमाइंड्स मी ऑफ बॉबी दियोल आई डोंट नो व्हाई फकिंग ए लाइव स्क्रीन शेयर वेट आई विल गिव प्रिविलेजेस फॉर स्क्रीन शेयरिंग Spotify पे पब्लिक देखेगा एंड आई लाइक ओ वीडियो भी चल रहा है अभी सो पब्लिक स्क्रीनशॉट ओ दिस इज बॉबी
या दिस इज ओके
उसका नॉर्मल पिक्चर थी ही स्माइलिंग ही इज नॉट इवन हमारा
एवरी पिक्चर ऑफ हिम इज स्माइलिंग
या
Oh wow, Indian matchmakings, Bobby steals fans' hearts, who save? Are fuck dude, वहाँ पे fans protect him. Wow.
So this is the person who rejects him.
अरे ऐसा सब अभी इतना बड़ा थीसिस नहीं लिखते है ना चल
छोड़ ऊपर से सीमा आंटी सो मतलब अजीब ही औरत है भाई बंदा बोल दे कि मुझे बंदे में चाहिए कि उसके पास बाल हो ये हो तो बोलते कि भाई इतने ज्यादा चूजी नहीं हो गई अरे भाई बेसिक डिसेंसी मांगे कि बंदा अच्छा होना चाहिए मतलब कि थोड़ा केयरिंग होना चाहिए ये होना चाहिए वो होना चाहिए कि इतना ज्यादा नीडी हो तो इतने सारे तुम्हें चाहिए लाइक होता ना कि कहाँ पे आए हो तुमको थोड़ा एडजस्ट करना चाहिए तुम वुमेन हो ना तो भाई क्या क्या प्रीच कर रही
व्हिच इज अ ग्रेट सेगवे टू बोल कृतिक बोल
सॉरी सो देयर इज दिस गाय नोन एज बो बर्नहम हां कॉमिक स्टोरी थ्योरी हमला बो बर्नहम सो ही हैज दिस सॉन्ग दैट रिड्यूस योर एक्सपेक्टेशंस या ओके श्वेता आई गेस आई हैव सेंड इट टू यू कैटर किया No, Srihari.
Look at her face. No, fuck no.
Srihari, have you seen that, right?
Yeah.
See, this is what he says, that reduce your expectations. That's what Seema auntie is also saying.
That's the tagline of the show, right?
If Bo Burnham is saying, you're like, huh, okay, because he's a guy and he's like, see, I agree that Seema auntie is toxic and everything, but whatever she's saying in a way is correct what is correlating to what Bob Burnham is saying.
Matchmaking ka koi point hi nahi hai. You give them 10 ye attributes mujhe ladke mein ye 10 attributes chahiye. Wo dhoond ke layi do aisa ladka isme sirf do honge.
See, I accept that. I accept that flaw. I'm just saying the line is
correct. See, fair enough.
मैं इतना
ही समझा कि बाल होना चाहिए, good looking होना चाहिए, kind hearted होना चाहिए, and होगा बस कि वो
kind hearted. काइंड हार्टेड होगा बाल नहीं रहेगा
बाल और कुछ नहीं होगा उसके पास भाई आई एम लाइक ये तो ज्यादा हो गया ना कुछ तो
श्रीहरी कैन यू से दैट आई वांट अ गर्ल हुज थिन
नहीं अगर कुछ टॉल एंड से व्हाट आई वांट टू से सी ना तुम लोगों से इफ यू लाइक हैव लाइक 8 थिंग्स एंड यू कुडंट फाइंड दैट एंड यू एक्सपेक्ट अ 40 ईयर ओल्ड आंटी टू फाइंड ऑल ऑफ देम फॉर यू
आई मीन ये भी पॉइंट
less expectations
Seema aunty puts it so beautifully like you are a woman and you need to accommodate okay like you cannot have itna sara choices like you are in your 30s and you are divorced so you need to accommodate and I'm just like hey aunty aap usko kitna trauma de rahe ho ye sentence ab
To a guy, even she says that he's fat.
Wow.
He doesn't say fat, fat.
You don't have hair in your partner and go open a salon.
That's good. Dude, as a segment, CBT is basically that relative that you will find on every part of your life, right? Somehow or the other. You go end up, matlab, you can't please that relative only. Matlab, tu jaake unka bole, main aisa 50 crore ka company khola hai. I'm like, nahi, nahi, you are still nikamma because you are not married. What? Oh, fuck.
She's that relative, now you get a 98 and she's like, yo, you didn't get a 100. You got.
Mera Sharma ji ka beta 98.5 leke aaya hai, lekin dekha hai, usko aake bahar kar diya humne. Woh ghar ke andar bhi allowed nahi hai because he did not get 100.
Seema aunty ke khud ke bachchon ki shaadi nahi karwa paayi. Seema aunty lekin woh dusron ki shaadi karwa rahi hai.
Wow, dude.
Do logon ka shaadi ho gaya. Teesra ka shaadi nahi hua.
Oh, sad. Is the kid 15 year old or something? I would recommend him to go to Rajasthan or something. Mala baape karwa deta hai. So, but anyway.
Nikhil, you wait up. Yeah.
No, dude. Mera, I had this thing where I could have gone, but modern family na. So allowed nahi hai. 24 year old abhi. Lekin abhi, so tum log ka mere ko abhi poochne ka segue is decent segue for. तुम लोग का देख रहा है क्या कोई अरेंज मैरिज के लिए घर पे
टुडे मॉर्निंग में मदर कॉल्ड मी शी वाज लाइक कृतिन विद इन 3 मंथ्स आई एम गोइंग टू फाइंड यू अ ब्राइड गेट रेडी आई वाज लाइक या ओके
हाउ ओल्ड
कृतिन विल लाइक थैंक यू
आई विल बी टर्निंग 27 दिस ईयर इट्स प्रीटी
यार कौन शादी करता है यार
You didn't see what my mother is saying indirectly. She's saying if I search for you at 27, by 30 you will
it
get
will
married.
It will take 2 years, yeah. That's the dialogue.
That's time the dialogue. She didn't say that. She didn't say that.
Time lagega, time lagega. Sabhi hum log main dhoondna chalu karti ho 3 mahine mein. Basically she is saying main 3 mahine mein dhoondna chalu karti hu. 3 saal ka process hai.
Aunty ka apne gonde pe itna confidence ki 3 saal mein lag hi jayenge
dhoondne. That too I'm getting 3 months buffer because in 3 months they have to get my younger sister admitted to a college.
Oh, they're like ye kanni taake se tere pe aate.
Yeah, same is, I have a similar situation, like they started off with this year, like we are planning to start and all, then my sister told that she is pregnant, so that gave me another nine months of time, so now it is like till September, there are no talks about it.
I'm lucky in this because abhi apparently ऐसा हो गया ना कि मैं जितने भी senior दोस्त हैं ना everyone's getting married for some reason okay and I'm 23 तो मेरे seniors 25 26 तो होंगे so I don't understand कि why they're getting married my own sister who's 25 got married but उसका अलग scene है ठीक है वो I'll tell you guys some other
time अरे our juniors are getting married
I'm saying 22 years old, 21 year old, 23 year old gets married.
With a child.
No. Even my juniors are getting married. Exactly.
Dude, just giving context, Rishikesh is 22. Uska juniors are not supposed to be legal.
21 is legal.
They are still teenagers.
And also, my classmates are getting
that. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's so sad. Like, I mean, I can understand my
class. Because my sister got married, so abhi my parents are like broke as fuck. So they're like, "Kitne saal? 3 saal ke baad shaadi karenge tera." Aur isse paisa aane de.
Aapke paisa ch nahi hai, theek hai? But the problem is finance.
Give me a timeline, na? Ki 6 saal mein kisi ko patak ke rakh. 6 saal baad fir dekhta hai shaadi ka.
Wow, dude, I love this thing. Patak ke rakh. And like, patak like. Don't get into a relationship. Patake rakh. Just try to make sure that they don't have a brain on their head when you are getting into a relationship with them so that he doesn't run away. That's the thing. That's great, yeah.
This is what my mom...
मेरे relationship चल रहे हैं मम्मी पापा 6 साल से ज़्यादा time लग जाएगा पता है
हाँ जैसे मेरे हरकत है ना 30 तक भी लग नहीं रहा है मेरे को
पड़ेगा मेरे लिए लड़के जिस तरह से मेरे हरकत
Oh god, okay, so
my mom said what you know she said you can't bring a girl to home so for you only arranged marriage
ye kya baat hui bro
so much confidence you want
what
bring.
Is no See, the best part is you. Oh, but she. It was not really. It was a sarcastic remark.
She legit said that you are not going to.
She meant that तुझसे नहीं हो पाएगा.
तुझसे नहीं हो पाएगा. तू लेके आ. फिर देखते. तू लेके.
Challenge है ये. At this point it's a challenge. तू लेके तो आ.
अभी ना हम लोगों को ढूंढना पड़ेगा. ये challenge एक करके डा. घर के आजू बाजू का ही मिलता है
हैदराबाद में मिल जाएगा ना
आई वांटेड टू से टेल यू दिस लाइक माय मॉम हर्ड द पॉडकास्ट
ओके
ब्रेक पॉडकास्ट एंड शी कॉन्फिडेंटली सेज दैट व्हेन डिड यू मेक अप द स्टोरी
For context, Prerna.
No, that Prerna, like giving you context and people who have not listened to the breakup episode, pehle to go and listen to the breakup episode. At least listen to the last 20 minutes. It is the best 20 minutes you will listen in your whole life. It's so fucking good. Rishikesh told. I want to repeat this here. I don't know why. Okay? Rishikesh had a girlfriend. Okay? The girlfriend told we need a break. ठीक है ऋषिकेश गया लंच करके आया बोला एक घंटा हो गया ना ब्रेक
हो गया
that was the break. बोला बस हो गया ना ब्रेक चलो so fun. And I love the confidence at which Rishikesh mob uses goes nahi tere se to nahi hoega when did you make up the entire 20 minute story
wait until she finds who is she
no wonder in future Rishikesh would if he gets lucky he would take that girl and say he's on the 20 minutes
this is the 20 minutes go and listen lasted longer than the bedtime but anyway it's fine oh fuck
dude okay Deva you open a Bumble account for me in Mumbai I'll send you the details
hey sunna Kritin no
I have a better proposition
yeah
are sunna Kritin a better proposition okay first photo should be of you second also you थर्ड अचानक क्रितेन आ गया ठीक है वही तो बोल रहा हूँ व्हाट आर यू लुकिंग फॉर मैं तू मेन विमेन सब डाल ठीक है मेन तू रख ले लड़की क्रितेन बेट देम इनटू सेइंग कि अच्छा यही तो है
प्रीमियम हाफ ऑफ You put I, up, I'll put up.
You know what, Kritin? We should click pictures together and we should post it. Okay? They'll not know who is your account. Tera ki mera. Okay? Wow. And like the girls.
You know, call for threesome kar raha hai ya call for shaadi kar raha hai
bhai? Yeah, I actually
saw an account like this. Like there are two girls. They are put in like we are looking for a third one. It could be a guy or girl.
Yeah.
We are already in a relationship. We want one more one to add up.
तो उनको पत्नी चाहिए क्या किचन में काम करने के लिए नहीं मैं पूरा जोक लिख के रखा था ये बस एक
What happened? This joke
is actually is this offer still available?
Is this offer still available?
Wait,
no,
I don't have that account, Ra. They have the account.
Illa,
dalal bana diya.
Irke.
Recommend a friend.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
Okay.
I will recommend it to you, Rishikesh. Don't worry.
Maybe तू है ना वैसे तो कुछ को या तो ग्रुप पे डाल देना
relevant. हाँ, recommend to a friend. हाँ, जिसको चाहिए वो ले लो.
जिसको चाहिए.
Coming back to podcast arranged marriages.
Coming back to that Sema Sitsi Sema Aunty.
we have done way too research to go off topic but here's the thing Shweta are you like having like people looking for you for guys
No, that happened last year. Then they took a break. So now it's not happening.
Break. Game break.
Yeah. Not lunch break.
Some break lete ja rahe hai, dude. Everybody is just getting tired at this point.
I told them, right, MBA and all. So they were like, chalo.
Achha, betiya ko padhai karne do. Thoda sa break de dete. I'm just glad your family did not go to shaadi kar le. उसके बाद एमबीए
पढ़ लेना.
I have my friend who did that.
And then what happened?
पढ़ाई होती है क्या शादी के बाद? ये जानना मुझे.
My friend is doing. One of my friends is doing. She just got married, so she could move to Canada. And she moved to Canada.
पैसा चलता है रे. वहाँ पे allowed है. यहाँ पे allowed नहीं है. यहाँ पे आके शादी
करो. बर्तन धो. सास के पैर दबाओ.
Tamil, 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 Tamil.
If you're going in dependent visa, then you don't have any options. You have to, the only option is you can study.
Yeah.
You know, so, that guy was not working in Canada. He was also from like, she went, okay. She started to study, then he took the same exact course or got the same college and went. Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
She just got married because she could go and study.
This is very interesting. Dina, do you guys like have a thing ki, matlab, have you heard stories? I mean, of course, तुम लोग का नहीं होएगा. Have you heard stories कि green card के लिए गया वो लोग शादी करके?
हम लोग का नहीं होएगा मतलब क्या? What do you mean?
हम लोग का हुआ नहीं है बोल रहा था बे. वो गाने करके नहीं बोल रहा था. हुआ नहीं अभी तक.
मेरी बड़ी बहन ने green card के लिए तो शादी की अपने husband से.
ये मैम ये बोलना नहीं होता है एक्चुअल में. एक्चुअल पॉडकास्ट में बोलना
नहीं होता है. बेस्ट पॉइंट है कि उन्होंने, अरे मतलब कि उनके बीच प्यार भी है. मतलब कि दैट इज नॉट देयर. की है नहीं.
दैट इज सेकेंडरी.
My sister lost her job. She was getting deported. So her boyfriend was like, marry me, don't get deported. So इसलिए they got married.
I said the same joke to my cousin and she stopped talking to me.
What?
It's been years, still she doesn't talk to me when I don't talk to her.
I need context here. What did you tell your cousin?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did not see this.
I said to, do you know why you got married? Because maids are much costlier than you.
Oh,
you deserve
typical. Typical Indian male mentality. Dude. Of course, arranged marriage hai, ka concept exists karta hai, iski wajah se aake ye himmat se bolta hai ye sab.
Wait, I thought, we all thought it was an arranged marriage. Huh. Because they made it seem like an arranged marriage, but no, it was a love marriage.
Wow.
Ye hota hai dimaag. ये इंस्पिरेशन चाहिए था मेरे को ब्रो. लिटरली चाहिए था. मेरा एक्स का ये हो जाता मेरे साथ. यही चाहिए था मेरे को भी. बट अलास
बट द पेरेंट्स न्यू. लाइक द पेरेंट्स न्यू. ब्राइड्स एंड ग्रूम्स पेरेंट न्यू दैट वाज लाइक लव मैरिज. बट टू अदर रिलेटिव्स दे डिडंट से इट आउट लाउड. इट्स अ लव मैरिज.
या दैट हैपेंड इन माय फैमिली.
Wow, really? Shweta, it's not as depressing as this. Can you please explain that happened in my mind?
No, I mean, the groom and the bride, they were, you know, like love marriage, but they didn't say it to the extended family. Hmm. They sort of made it look like an arranged marriage.
It's such an interesting thing where love marriage is also looked as like an arranged marriage. Hum are ji hai, hum log hi to dhunda iske liye.
Yeah, exactly.
I think arranged marriage can only happen like, oh sorry, kya hua?
Shriya, bol
rahe. It basically happens when like parents, they don't want to have their names spoiled in between, in front of relatives. You know,
love marriage can only convert into the arranged marriage when, also, na, suppose love marriage ko kuch nahi ho paata. Because they are not the same religion, caste, ye wo.
Everything has to fall in
place. Same caste, you can make it sound like a love marriage. Okay, if it's not the same religion, caste, na, so then it won't be a love marriage.
पैसा है तो हो जाएगा.
पैसा है हो जाएगा.
वो भी है. पैसा है तो हो जाएगा.
हाँ, yeah, of course. I'm not saying. I've seen people do that.
Hey, I know my parents. They were only like, if you want to get married in America, na, caste, like my बहन को बोला, so make sure. कि मतलब कि वो हमारे ही थोड़ा वैल्यूज ये करे वो करे. एंड देन माय सिस्टर गॉट मैरिड टू रायन जो उनका है. एंड शी वाज लाइक मुझे ग्रीन कार्ड मिला. मैं लाइक वी डोंट केयर जस्ट मैरी हिम. राइट अवे डू इट नाउ और भाई कोई इसको मोटिवेट क्यों नहीं कर रहा कि जॉब ढूंढ लो और सब लोग बोल नहीं भाई तो शादी कर लेगा शादी करने अभी बेस्ट है लड़का एकदम अमेरिका में मती मिल गया बहुत बड़ी बात है एंड देन दे वर लाइक अब तेरी शादी हो गई तो ग्रीन कार्ड मिल गया अब तू प्रेरणा को भी ले लेते इसी तो ये प्रेरणा को भी किसी खींच ले वापस अमेरिका में डाल दी है बोला नहीं जाना अमेरिका
नो इट वुड बीन ग्रेट ना वेयर फैमिली वुड हैव जस्ट गॉन कि प्रेरणा को भी खींच ले उसको भी कोई लड़का ढूंढ ले ग्रीन कार्ड वाला
ड्यूड अपेरेंटली रायन का छोटा भाई ड्रू इज लाइक ऑफ द सेम एज ऑफ मी एंड माय पेरेंट्स ने किसी शादी कर ली थी किसी की शादी करने हमारी दोनों बेटियां सेम घर में होंगी एंड आई लाइक नहीं दिमाग खराब करना बंद कर तुम लोग
आई वाज अबाउट टू आस्क दैट इफ रायन हैज अ यंगर ब्रदर
apparently he does अरे उसको बस अरे यार please just forward this episode to your family ना please सबको ऐसा forward करना please
भाई मतलब कि my parents are smartly against the guys who wear any sort of like nose rings or earrings or anything ठीक है जो like कि बस लफंगे लड़के पहनते हैं सब चीजें ठीक है and Drew जो उसका छोटा भाई है literally है ना septum piercing हाँ and my dad is like नहीं नहीं वो करेगा चलेगा वो तुम कमाल है हमारा वो चलेगा
रिलीजन का सब अपन बदल देगा अपन बदल देगा
भाई माय पेरेंट्स नेवर सेलिब्रेटेड क्रिसमस आज जैसे रायन को बोला कि अब वो फैमिली आने वाला माय मॉम कहीं से तो क्रिसमस ट्री उठा के ले डेकोरेशन कुछ नहीं मालूम हमारे माँ बाप को ठीक है मेरी माँ बोलती है यूट्यूब तो देख के सजा ले थोड़ा ठीक है एंड साला पूरा बचपन मैंने बोला मुझे क्रिसमस ट्री चाहिए एक बार भी लेके आया ठीक है बट अब बराबर ला रहा हूँ कुछ ज्यादा क्रिश्चियनिटी को अडॉप्ट बिजनेस लाइक कि उसको दिखा रहे हैं कि हमारे पास भी जीसस का इसके पिक्चर हमारे में कौन से है वो रियो में जो जीसस का पिक्चर ऐसे कर रहा है वो स्टैच्यू हम भी बहुत क्रिश्चियनिटी को फॉलो करते हैं मैंने बोला भाई चुप हो जाओ तुम लोग एंबैरेस कर रहे हो हम उसके सामने हम
वेट टिल
मतलब
ये
नाइस फैमिली
मेरे परिवार वाले जो अगर थोड़ा कास्ट में थोड़ा इधर उधर रहना फिर लिख पा रही है तुम कास्ट में नहीं कर सकते हो क्या शादी एंड अभी देखो कहां ग्रीन कार्ड के नाम पे कुछ भी करने को तैयार है
ईमान बेच दिया आपने ईमान हिंदुस्तान का ईमान बेच दिया
भाई मैं तो एक्सीडेंट के लिए बोली कि भाई इडली को इनकरेज करो कहीं को नया जॉब मिल जाएगा थोड़ा उसके लिए करो ना मोटिवेट अभी भी दो महीने बाकी है डिपोर्ट होने से पहले एंड दे वर लाइक शादी
ओके व्हाट्स योर एल्डर सिस्टर्स नेम
कैंसलेशन लेटर आएगा फिर कैसा कॉपीराइट कौन किया प्रेरणा की बहन प्रेरणा के ऊपर डाल दी है
But they still love each other and they're doing it because it's not like a scam or anything. They love each other, okay? Like,
after 10 minutes of rant, they love each other.
Not a scam. Like,
if you're hearing this, then I know you guys love each other. I'm supporting your marriage.
Shweta now realized that she would be cancelled from her family. So
Prerna realized that.
Prerna though. प्रेरणा तो ऐसा मतलब अभी हो गया है अभी जो होना था हो गया है इट्स फाइन अभी पॉडकास्ट में पूरी दुनिया
ये वाला पार्ट निखिल कट कर देगा जो तुमने बोला लास्ट में
ये वाला पार्ट ही मत कट करना बाकी
बट इट डज हैपन दैट पीपल गेट मैरिड जस्ट फॉर गेटिंग अ ग्रीन कार्ड देन विद इन 2 इयर्स और 3 इयर्स दे गेट अ डिवोर्स or something nein, that's nein, a time wrench
my sister loves Ryan I am sure
अरे नहीं
I'm not talking about your sister. I'm just saying that like scams are that it happens.
She feels so personally attacked right now. Like, nahi, every time there is a green card conversation, she is going to be like, nahi, nahi, they love each other. I'm like, okay, we'll meet after 2 years. And the airline story will be still running.
They made a movie out of it in Tamil and even in Hindi. Madhavan acted in it. He goes to Australia or somewhere. He becomes a cook. In Tamil, I know. In Hindi, I don't know.
Ramji London wala.
Ramji London wala. Yeah.
I just remember one dialogue from that movie. I think it was "Hum nipat chuke." Basically, वो flight पे जाता है, लोटा मांगता है, खाने वो लोटा मांगता है.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper कैसा आएगा यहाँ पे क्यों है? Basically that. Oh, very interesting movie. But anyway, अरे सही है यार यहाँ पे arrange marriages का तुम okay.
But what are your views on arrange marriage? Yeah, it's like pro or con or what are your opinions?
No, actually, basically, he's trying it, so he's asking for pros and cons.
Appalala, dude. See, Hrishikesh. Seriously talking. I can't, like, off the record, I will say what's happening. not to me personally. I'll say off the record what's happening. if I'm getting arranged marriage, which is like 90%.
But 99.9%.
I want to like have a like proper full on conversation. I should know that person at least minimum 6 months. It's really short time to know a person.
Minimum
but
6 months.
Six months to know that person.
Yeah, allowed karega kya?
Nahi karenge.
Chappal padenge.
Hey, but no, I'm going to stay strong.
No, this.
Hey, but in one of my friends'
sister,
community,
for my sister, I mean, it happened.
Yeah,
exactly. She told she was not into marriage. After 6 months, she told okay for the arranged marriage. And after 2 months, she started posting best love like that.
Yeah, but in one of my friends' community, they actually get to talk to the boy for 6 months. The girl and the boy talks for 6 months. And if they like, they can get married. If they don't like, you get to just
छह महीना बात करने को नहीं हो रहा है क्या किसी से इसका रिलेशनशिप छह महीना लास्ट नहीं करता आर यू टेलिंग मी कि
तो छह महीने में बंदा बोलेगा भाई तू माफ कर मुझे बहन
पति से बहन बना के पत्नी
अका विटड़ेंगे क्या
मतलब बोल दूंगी भाई देखो टॉक्सिक हूँ मैं करना चाहती हूँ तू अपने रिस्क पे करो
What a great disclaimer to have. मैं टॉक्सिक हूँ ठीक है मैं बदल लूंगी नहीं तू बदल मेरे लिए भोसड़ी के
गीत फ्रॉम जब वी मेट
गीत इज नॉट वेरी टॉक्सिक यार
नो गीत सेज दिस लाइक आउट लाउड हां दिस इज मी राइट
कुछ लोग होते हैं ना कि तुम उनसे बात ही करो पांच मिनट का उनका मुंह पकड़ के मारे भाई ठीक है क्योंकि वो इतने टॉक्सिक होते हैं मुझसे तुमको ये फीलिंग
She will gaslight you, but after breakup, you'll know that she gaslighted you. Time to cancel, Prerna.
I did not know the first person who would be getting cancelled. Would be Prerna again.
But I'm a very good friend, okay? Like, let's talk about that. I'm very supportive. We're
talking about arranged marriage. So, it's going to work here.
After being in a relationship with me, you understand what you don't want and then you'll find love. Don't worry. I assure you of that.
Basically, you are the first arranged marriage person. Your second arranged marriage would be best. मतलब, so we should not come to your first arranged marriage. Second में आ जाने का.
Have you seen this?
Literally मेरे हाथ में लिखा था like इसका ना कि वो हाथ पढ़ने वाले होते हैं. They were like first marriage तो कलेशी होने वाला आपका. आप लोग क्या? आपकी दूसरी शादी होगी.
Okay, can I ask you this question? Why do I sense the vibe ki I will find Prerna in season 10 of Indian Matchmaker? just don't know. I'm like, green card chahiye, US mein aake deport hone wali ho. Enter.
Seema aunty. Seema aunty.
वो भी होना चाहिए, बट अगर नहीं भी होगा तो चलेगा, बट मैं बोलूंगी नहीं ये तो होना ही चाहिए, कैसे नहीं होगा,
वेट प्रेरणा, व्हाट आर योर एक्सपेक्टेशंस, गिव द लिस्ट, द सीमा आंटी इन मी इज आस्किंग,
आई कैन टेक टेक नोट्स.
जो मैं ऐसा नहीं बोल रही हूँ भाई की अब तू 6.5 feet का हो, 5'11" 6 feet 5'10" 5'9" भी तब भी चलेगा, मैं कर लूंगी एडजस्ट, आई एम वेरी नाइस लाइक दैट, ठीक है, तो मैं कर लूंगी. फिर उसके बाद दूसरा, क्योंकि सिंस मैं टॉक्सिक हूँ तो वो टॉक्सिक नहीं हो सकता, एनीवन एकदम बेसिक मांग रही भाई कि तू अंडरस्टैंडिंग होना चाहिए मेरे, लाइक थोड़ा मतलब पता कि पहले वो जल्दी लोग गिव अप कर देते हैं यार, मतलब कि मैं भी अच्छी इंसान हूँ भाई, थोड़ा तो मुझ पर गिव अप मत करो, तो टाइम तो मुझे अंडरस्टैंड करने का, ठीक है, मतलब की थोड़ा मेरे साथ पेशेंस चाहिए उनको, ठीक है, थोड़ा पेशेंस रखो अपना लाइफ में. दूसरा मतलब की मैं बहुत ऐसा होता ना कि मुझे हाउ डू आई टेल दिस, मेरे को मेरा बाप मिलता, ठीक है, मुझे गाइड करना लाइफ में कि हाँ तुम्हें करियर डिसीजन ऐसे लेने चाहिए, शायद तुम मिस्टेक्स कर रहे हो ऐसे बोलो, ठीक है, बट अगर तुमने मुझे ज्यादा बोलोगे ना कि ऐसे कर तो गलत करिए तो मैं थप्पड़ मारूंगी बहुत, नहीं वैसा मत मुझे बताओ
क्या. And you're talking about domestic violence right now.
प्यार से थप्पड़ छोड़ना, अरे भाई मेरे हाथ की स्किन में कितना ही मार लूंगी, ठीक है, तो प्यार से मार लूंगी, ठीक है.
तू किकबॉक्सिंग सीख रही थी ना?
हाँ. तुम्हारे अंदर का एंगर चैनल करने के लिए.
हाँ तो वो लड़का नहीं होना चाहिए एंगर.
नहीं 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 भाई, मैं मोस्टली रोने में विश्वास रखती हूँ, मैं मारती बहुत कम. तो अदर देन दैट आई गेस वो, एंड मैं सर लुक वाइज मेरे को ऐसा कुछ नहीं, मतलब ऐसा नहीं कि ऐसा सिक्स पैक हुआ, से नॉर्मल बॉडी, नॉर्मल ठीक है, बस देख के प्यार आना चाहिए उतना, तो काफी है.
यू फॉरगेट अबाउट द बाल,
बाल होना चाहिए भाई प्लीज, मेरे फैमिली ने ऑलरेडी मेरे जीन्स में बाल कम लिखे है, ठीक है, तो अगर तुम्हारे बाल भी कम होंगे तो हमारा बच्चा तो गंजा ही रह जाएगा, ठीक है, तो फिर बाल रहेंगे थोड़ा बाल.
बेसिकली व्हाटएवर पार्ट्स यू आर मिसिंग ही शुड हैव.
या
एग्जैक्टली, सो द टू हाफ कम टुगेदर मेक वन होल टाइप.
इंटरेस्टिंग.
बेटा
सेम क्वेश्चन, प्रेरणा प्रेरणा, सो ही शुड आल्सो बी अट्रैक्टिव ना?
Shut up, I'm very attractive. Nobody is laughing at this because it was not funny.
बाद में समझा उनको.
नहीं नहीं मतलब कि दिखने में अगर normal भी होगा तो I'm okay with it because I compensate for the good looks.
Of course, of
Sri Hari over here is normal, right? That's fine. That's the standard.
Sri Hari sort of looks like Mathur to Mithu ke peecha. Main kyun aaya hoon beech mein?
Mujhe kyun peecha abhi?
Mera sara bhai
ke. Like Kritin is just taking his role as Seema aunty way too seriously. Like abhi
tak Kritin is Seema aunty. Kritin is Seema.
Okay, now let's move on to Shweta. Ninga, like you say, what are you like? What do you look for?
First unmute.
That's such a metaphor of arranged marriages in most countries.
Like, what do you look in? Like, you're going to get married. What are the qualities and stuff you want in a guy?
Nitin Paiya is taking that
over. Okay, go on, Shweta.
Oh, okay. I mean, like she said, you know, basic I should find him at that.
Uska basic nahi tha
man. I'm not.
Agar wo basic hai, to hum to mar hi jane.
Nahi, thode bahut points to basic the na.
Like understanding, caring, not toxic.
Haan, aisa nahi hoga ki bhai maan lo main not toxic.
Ek minute. Dono clash kar liya. Ek ek karke bolo.
3, 2, 1, fight.
चूतिया रेशे के क्या चल रहा है बेटा गो ऑन
या या नो आई मीन्ट लाइक आई मीन नॉट टॉक्सिक ऑब्वियसली बट लाइक यू नो एवरीबॉडी इज टॉक्सिक टू सम एक्सटेंट सो लाइक एटलीस्ट हैज टू बी सेल्फ अवेयर यू नो लाइक ओके आई एम बी यू नो
ये क्या यार ये
मुझे मालूम है
दैट इज अ थ्रेशोल्ड फॉर दैट टॉक्सिसिटी दैट्स इट
Yeah.
I think she's talking about semiconductors.
I know you work for a semiconductor.
Yeah, exactly.
उसको वही स्टॉम मालूम है. Semiconductor मालूम है उसको. लेकिन उसको मालूम होना चाहिए कितना टॉक्सिक है वो
बहुत अच्छा पॉइंट है बिकॉज मुझे मालूम है कितनी टॉक्सिक है इवन दो आई नो व्हाट आई डू आई नो माय एक्शंस एंड कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस एंड आई स्टिल डू इट
वेरी गुड श्वेता गो हाँ बोल
and then you know kind caring and all that and like should not be a homophobe transphobe like all that you know I support the LGBT so
very
I don't want somebody who is like very you know different viewpoints on that so thoda at least like thoda match hona chahiye right like your values and stuff so like
फिर मैम थोड़ा ये तो आपने बहुत ही बेसिक संसद थोड़ी है ये
इसे फाइनली पी अर्न्स लेस देन यू अंदर मरी गया करें
या या या
आई हैव अ क्वेश्चन हां
हां बोल बोल
ओके
लाइक हैव यू सीन द दोस मूवीज राइट कबीर सिंह अर्जुन रेड्डी
या या
ऋषिकेश व्हाई डू यू ऑलवेज गो देयर
वेट दोस गाइस फॉर बोथ आई एम आस्किंग दिस क्वेश्चन
ओके
I mean,
shut up for you tell because I have a rant for this.
You can answer, yeah.
All the guys Prerna dated were Arjun Reddy's.
Or Kabir Singh. Yeah. Or Aditya Verma.
All three are same.
Okay. Hey, pehle pehle ek ek karke
bol. Okay.
First, Shweta, you go.
So what? He didn't ask me anything. He just said.
No, if you date a guy, date or. Is that kind of guy is okay like that I'm asking.
Oh, you're asking if I would date. I've not dated so far. I've like maybe talked, had a crush on guys, like, but I've not dated any Arjun Reddy. So
date पन तो केकले आधे मानी पसंद हो okay
वाले.
Those guys are fine.
Yeah,
exactly.
No.
बिट्टा अपने ताली अट करवा अंदर बेकार है
ना
वो ही मंगलसूत्र लेके देगा
मतलब वो खुद मंगलसूत्र लेके आके हाँ मैं ही अर्जुन रेड्डी है मैं fuck okay
definitely no
of course
yeah obviously no
you
and एक मिनट so do you really just have like keep वो ऐसा कैरिंग होना चाहिए वो सब तो ठीक है बेसिक क्वालिटीज आर देयर बट आर देयर एनी रोमांटिक एक्सपेक्टेशन आल्सो बिकॉज़ वी डोंट रियली एंड अप गोइंग देयर व्हेन इट कम्स टू अरेंज मैरिजेस आई एम लाइक रोमांस ही नहीं होगा तो क्या मैरिज है बे
वन रोमांटिक एक्सपेक्टेशन आई हैव जस्ट वन
व्हाट
शी शुड लाइक मी दैट्स इट
what is your romantic expectation that you would have from the guy?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of romantic expectations, but I don't know how, you know, maybe it would be really filmy or, I mean, my expectations are kind of based on what I saw or what I read, and I don't think it, you know, it would be possible to get guys like that.
Possible to get
Don't, this is what you have to do. Take one character, find a guy, date him. Second character.
Wait. look at Prerna.
My traumatic experience, I just want that Brad guy shouldn't have another girlfriend or wife or something. Okay, bas itna expectations hai.
Wow.
What?
There
was a thread in Twitter today, right? On the worst first date you've been. And like this girl saw a picture in the guy's phone and like she thought it would be his mom or sister or something. And then he says it's my wife. He would have said then like dead wife or ex-wife or something, right? I think it's current living wife.
I have a question actually. I think why Rishikesh asked the question is that like it's an open question. I'm not generalizing this. It's like, but in reality, even I have seen like many girls or like they are really attracted or they date guys like Arjun Reddy. They like somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet, boy.
It's
the girls. I mean, Shweta and Prerna say, then I'll give the scientific explanation behind it.
भाई कल लेट हो जाएगा अगर मेरा बॉयफ्रेंड कभी मिस होगा हर दिन मारपीट होगा मैं तो पहले दिन ब्रेकअप कर लूंगी उससे अगर वो ऐसा हरकत में तो मेरा बहुत ना वन कंडीशन बाप नहीं बनना चाहिए और वो लोग ऐसे लोग बाप ही बनते हैं हमेशा
मैं वो नहीं बोल रहा मैं बोल रहा आर यू लाइक अट्रैक्टेड टू सच गाइस दैट्स व्हाट आई एम
अट्रैक्टेड I just think ki I will never be attracted to someone like Kabir Singh because I cannot have this one person in my life jo itna egoistic hai to a point ki he slaps me in front of my house and then it's like this is Kabir Singh totally slapped her, his girlfriend and then it's like you better come back to me bhai udhar do teen chamot like I don't believe in beating people but wo mujhse maar kha jata
It's not just about about physical violence. Like disrespecting, like in front of others, yeah. And like I say, voice raise karke both of all those things.
The psychology behind this is ki when you understand someone is very unattainable, na, so you become more attracted towards them. Ki, arey kaise nahi milega mujhe? Theek hai? So I've been with people who disrespected me a lot. And uske baad, like at the end of the day, when you actually get over them now, after some period of being disrespected, you're just like, kitni chutiya thi main yaar, kya kar rahi thi main iske ladke ke saath. So isliye. Initially it's just the thing that you cannot get them and that's the reason why you want them but like later on when you mature in life this mostly happens when you're in your teenage and then when you become thoda mature after dealing with so many guys like this you just say I deserve better and I deserve someone who's like ki so into me ki wo disrespect kar nahi sakta mujhe telling you that you're wrong is one thing and then telling you you are wrong by disrespecting you is one thing तो वो एक लाइन होना चाहिए
सुपर नो आई श्वेता गोन
या सो आई थिंक आई मीन आई एक्चुअली व्हेन आई सॉ द फिल्म व्हेन आई वाज अ टीनेजर अर्जुन रेड्डी आई एक्चुअली लाइक्ड इट सो आई मीन आई स्टिल फील वेरी वेल दैट आई लाइक्ड इट यू नो व्हेन आई फर्स्ट सॉ इट बट आई थिंक at that time I was not mature enough to understand that was really toxic or because I mean that's what you see in almost every movie right every
yeah,
movie,
yeah.
The guys talks and then so we kind of cultivate the idea that maybe that is what love is right like somebody should stalk you or it's taking care gaslighting and all that I mean those words were very new right when we were like 18-19ish I don't know all those words so I think it was kind of maybe an influence by cinema also because we kept seeing those kind of guys everywhere so I think thoda normalize ho gaya ki okay maybe this is how it is this is how guys are or this is how they show their care or whatever and it's love and all that so maybe that too
I mean to add into what she said, I'm pretty sure ki when I was 19 and like the whole thing is koi tumhari haath kaat raha, it's like so romantic. And cut to 23, agar koi mere liye haath kaate ka main dar jaungi, bhai tu dur rahe mujhse.
Well, the only time you can cut your hand, vampire, that's all.
By this training order right away, bhai dur. Ye sab kadhi chahiye mujhe mere life mein. So, wahi hota hai.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
that's why a lot of films we see, right, guys cut their, you know, and all that, and I think that sort of, I think it really influences, at least when we are teenagers, yeah. It's easy to get influenced by, you know, all the wrong kind of things.
So the scientific explanation behind is that we are still animals. We aren't, we may think that we have evolved, we have prefrontal lobe and all, but still we are monkeys in a sense. And our prefrontal lobe is here. This is what decides that I like curd rice, I like sambar rice, I like this guy, I like that guy. So what happens in what generally happens is in an animal kingdom is the mate should be a strong person. So here, if a guy is aggressive, he's toxic, yeah. the brain thinks that he's a strong person, and our brain is triggered, like, it's not your mistake or my mistake, it's our evolution's mistake. So they be thinking that, hey, this guy will protect me, he will take care of me. Despite him being toxic, despite him hitting me, he'll protect me and he'll protect me of the offsprings from all the dangers. And hence, like most of the people, I mean, the girls, hence they actually fall for the toxic person, or they are okay with the guys beating them. In a way, our brain is, what to say, is misguiding us.
Yeah,
and that's the reason people fall for such guys, and they think that it's cool. No, I've seen a lot of debate shows where they say what Arjun Reddy does is correct. And the point is that they aren't matured. They don't have a proper understanding to say that, hey, this is good and this is bad. And it isn't like wrong on her part, but that's how our evolution is. So blame it on the evolution and move on.
Yeah, Shreya, go on and then I'll give my points on that.
No, I've seen few girls, like, they're like the guy who they love or they date, he is not just toxic, like they pretty well know that at the same time he is also in hitting on other girls, but they are like, no, I will correct him.
He just came through life. Okay, here's the thing. What I believe is, I mean, here's the thing. The problem here is we are raised in a society where the job of a protector is of a guy, and the cutesy and the very precious thing is of a girl. The role is of a female character, right? That is the character roles that we have been assigned. Now, when that has been assigned, and of course there are movies which perpetuates this angle and repeatedly portrays in it a way where it's like, okay, guys will protect you. And there is also the angle where girls are like, TKF, can you please protect me and stuff. So when you are growing up looking at it through the lens of that, you obviously end up aspiring. Everybody does. Okay. Guys would end up aspiring because I'm like, okay, mereko protect karne ka hai. After a point, we end up learning ki, this is this is not the thing. It's not supposed to happen. Why is this happening? Etc. There's a lot of intellectual thought process goes behind it, and we end up reading, we end up going through experiences through which we get out of that phase. Correct. Now, having said that, people who have not gone through that phase, and they're still looking through a perspective of the studies or any information that is being fed to them, they will still think ki, yehi hota hai. Right. I mean, guys are assholes. A lot of people are assholes. So are women as well, and in a lot of ways. I recently read that a lot of people, like, girls are trying, quite a few girls are becoming the guys they always hated.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because it's the freedom. It's the freedom to do whatever the fuck they wanted, which becomes like a thing. I can do whatever the fuck I want. There is no repercussions anymore. Which is a very dangerous thing also. That is there. Plus also, you know, Kritin mentioned like how we're like, you know, as predator, we are like, okay, the strong has to protect the weak. That is the mentality.
Strong has to protect the weak.
Matlab, mentality in the way that, that's how we end up seeing it, right? Like everybody, that's a, apparently it's an attractive quality.
No. Strong has to, protect the weak. It is a mentality of a tribe mentality, whatever you're talking about. I'm still talking about the animal kingdom. So if you are weak, if you are a weak, for example, you're talking about chimpanzees. So if you are weak, you're pushed out of the community.
Okay.
So the term which you said, it doesn't like the, correct. I mean, like the male protects the female, the male protects the female sort of.
Yeah. Thing. Let's just go there. Correct. I apologize for that. Yeah. Male protects the female. And because again, the characters are portrayed in that way also, no? Everything we are raised in that way as well. So, pura time. I mean, do you guys are like agree? Like, a lot of times, guys are also like shamed for not being that, like the person who
manly
like.
Manly and protective.
Manly and stuff. I face it a lot of times nowadays.
Yeah, like, actually, I was bullied for.
Fucking dude.
The number of amount of times people have called me gay.
But anyway, guys ka perspective karke fir let's go to the girls section. Like how annoyed are you, like girls, as like to, you know, be like that, being portrayed as the or generalized in a way that is like, okay, you're not strong, you're supposed to be taken care of rather than empowering you. So how irritating is, let's just go both ways. Okay, so let's start with the guys and then we'll go to the girls. So how irritated are you, or how irritated are we, like in a way ki, to you know, be portrayed in a way ki we are supposed to be the toxic person, or rather, you know, the proper macho person, the character? And how long did it take for you to get out of that, and what is the how many, you know, discriminatory things that you have heard personally?
Personally, I've never had like such experience there. But the thing is, like it's in most cases, what hurts the most is that we like a girl or we like someone, and we are like not having all those toxic behavior, everything. But still, at the end, the other person, they end up liking a person who has all those qualities, which they say that they don't want to have, but they end up liking that. And then you are the one sitting in the friend zone. And so in that way, that kind of, I mean, most of the time I've seen this. So, and coming to that.
Actually, I have a theory for that. But
Julius Caesar of falling in love, and all his girlfriends were, all the girls he liked were Brutus.
Being about this macho and all these things, at least I mean when I was very young, like in school days, when I was by physically I was very weak, so I was very thin and all, I was like very lanky, and also I didn't have good, so in that way I was bullied because of that. So in that way there was some this inferiority complex, okay, that if there is a girl with us, we might not able to save her or something. Like movies, that was there. But then over the time, I think after, even right after college, physically I got a bit heavy, and then it got. And after that, it's like people see me as like he's a very rude and arrogant, he would. But I'm not that. So that also happened. So,
So like Shriari has that proper tuto toxic hoega face. Tuto toxic age.
Very
yeah, no. There is this Instagram trend, right? From I die for artless. So like that.
Like Shriari ko dekha, like isko dekh ke kabhi nahi lagta hoga ki ye itna sweet hai. Uska dekh ke like
mujhe dekh ke lagta hai main toxic hu.
Shriari ko dekh ke lagta hai to ekdam dil todti hogi sabka, matlab
itna sweet ban gaya.
Just the opposite happens, mera chuta karta hai hamesha,
matlab muh kholte hi kalesh nikalta hai Prerna se.
See, the point that everybody here, this part of podcast, is everybody ka chuchya kat raha hai.
It's
like Nikhil only attracts people ka chuchya katta hai in this podcast and not the other people, like you know, just cast them.
ठीक है, प्लीज कॉल देम ऑल्सो सो दैट वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड कि हमारा क्यों कट रहा है.
अरे तो बुलाना, मेरे को क्या मालूम, मैं थोड़ी कट रहा हूं,
मैं तो काट के लेगा ना.
द पॉइंट इज बात करती हूं,
प्लीज कॉल ऑन योर एक्सपर्ट फ्रेंड्स.
दे आर लिसनिंग दिस प्लेयर ना एक्चुअली, सो
द पॉइंट इज दे आर लिसनिंग होल हार्टेडली, दे आर लिसनिंग. Apparently, Prerna told me this. I don't know. Prerna told me that there are legit people who have quoted dialogues from the podcast.
अगर कभी ऑनलाइन एग्जाम के लिए वीडियो में इतना पढ़ाई नहीं किया होगा, पॉडकास्ट का एपिसोड देख के
बोला आप दिखने में ठीक हो बट हो बड़े टॉक्सिक हो. मैंने बोला ओके ठीक है,
ग्रेट. ओके सो ऋषिकेश, व्हाट आर योर लाइक थॉट्स ऑन दिस?
वेल एक्चुअली आई वाज लाइक कॉन्ट्ररी टू श्रीहरिस व्हाट टू से इंसिडेंट, आई वाज बुलीड फॉर बीइंग फैट. सो लाइक टिल 10th स्टैंडर्ड आई वोंट I won't know how to probably make a conversation with a girl. So they bully with that. Like, you're not even talking to girls. How can you be like this? And also, they were the reason that why why I stopped talking to girls. Like they told being around boys is the
cool
thing.
Be a man.
Yeah, it's a cool thing.
Be a man. Yeah.
Yeah. Get the,
all like my boys.
Yeah, exactly. Too. Only boys gang. Don't mingle with girls. And that's the reason. Still, I'm being single. So.
Sad. Dude, you know what? Here's the thing. Why the reason why I ask this question to everybody is, ये ना personal demands evidently दिखते कहाँ पे हैं मालूम? Arranged marriages पे दिखते हैं. ये personal demands आते हैं. I'm not even kidding. Love marriage may not should be a point ke baad mein, yeah, of course, there is a thing. There is a point where you are ending up meeting someone, sure. There is a slight off chance of you marrying someone, or rather, sorry, being in a relationship with someone who is actually a nice person, right? But a lot of times we end up seeing arranged marriages, mena, your demands are, there are stereotypical images that are already formed.
No, in arranged marriages, sometimes the demands are from their family side.
My family, like,
even with the girl is okay with you, how with your looks, the family will demand no.
Salary.
No. Not even salary. Looks also the family is demanding, not the girl.
Let's come to this after this round because there is a lot on this.
That's the reason why I asked this. Okay, first thing, my contribution to this. Yeah, of course, there is obviously. I have been like a face bearer, like, you know, been told ki you are not manly enough and stuff like that. Abhi jab like, and I have had a lot of times where toxic guys have hated the fuck out of me. They're like, if you bahut zyada aisa, kyunki main unka game kharab kar raha hu na. So that is the thing because I can look through their shit. Yeah. No. I've been told a lot of times. Yeah. It's not that. I've been personally attacked and all.
The toxic guys uses me some. So by using me, they are saying that you are just low, not
yeah. Equal. It's a very alpha beta male thing. And I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up, ठीक है? तू चूतिया है, तू चूतिया रहेगा, just because you are like ऐसा.
And in school days, if you oppose ना, they'll form a gang and
like चूतिया लोग हैं.
Start treating you like an untouchable like that.
Wow.
अरे bye.
It's from 1895.
Rishikesh, I'll give you my therapist contact number. Okay.
थोड़ा से था. क्या बोल दिया? अचानक से.
I'll give.
Okay. Yeah. So, Prerna, बोलो.
Yeah, so the thing is, see, when you said na, ki, how do you feel about someone protecting you? So initially, when you're a child, na, so the whole thing, you know, someone is going to protect me. And like, if you have unreliable parents, then the aspect of someone protecting you seems very yaky. I have my own person who's going to take 100%. Care of me. That thing, na, ki, if you give someone that responsibility to protect you and save you, along with that, you give them the power to also tell you what to do and what not
correct.
To do.
Correct.
This is what
correct.
I wanted
and
to say.
And that kind of power you give them, na, and that is when they become your boss. They're like, don't do this. And I remember that I had this one guy I was dating, he should be like, don't wear these clothes. And I was like, my one bab ghar pe hai.
What a great line to tell.
Shut up. If you don't want to give that power away to someone, na, then don't accept. अपने आप को चाहे कितने जिंदगी में प्रॉब्लम्स आए खुद से किसी ना किसी करके निकालो. इसमें मैं सबसे बेस्ट ये है कि अपने आप को इतने प्रॉब्लम में डालो जितने प्रॉब्लम्स तुम खुद निकाल सको. ठीक है, तभी मैं टॉक्सिक हूँ, मुझे मालूम है कि इस रिलेशनशिप में इसके आगे मैं नहीं निकल पाऊंगी, बहुत तरह हो जाएगा. तो मैं चुपचाप से मैं अपने वक्त साइड कर लूँ कि भाई मुझसे नहीं.
दिस इज नॉट एक्सपोजर थेरेपी.
तो इसलिए अपने आप को थोड़ा बचा लेती हूँ जिंदगी में.
You are afraid of dark, be in dark.
Be Batman.
Yeah, I'm afraid of toxic guys. Okay, I'll date all the toxic guys. But again, yeah.
You want to what you're afraid of.
Yeah. So, but I actually wanted to ask this.
Then again, I'm afraid the opposition.
Aplan, hey, keep it. Trying to take the podcast somewhere again. Boys, girls, it's cool.
He's the bully.
He's the toxic bully.
I'll be happy, dude. The point I want to ask is that, do you guys like believe in arranged marriage? If you believe or you don't believe, why or not? And why do you believe in it? Why don't you
believe in arranged marriage? Because I've seen my father's marriage.
Same.
Oh!
Same. But I don't want to say. But somewhere deep down, like, do you believe in even the concept of marriage?
I believe in
arranged marriage, yes or no? Then let's go for love marriage, and then each one of you talk about the concept of marriage itself.
I am at a point where I have to say I believe in arranged marriage.
I have to believe. I have no choice but to believe.
I just think now, ki jab tak you don't, matlab hota na apne aap ko jaake tum hota na ki you have to unlearn a lot of things in life, and then you have to work on yourself. And if you don't do that part na, so it doesn't matter ki tum arranged marriage kar rahe ho ya tum love marriage kar rahe ho, it will not work.
Theek hai. Because the person,
bhai, matlab with heartbreaks have some wisdom also in my life. So
toxically wisdom.
I don't know everything obviously, but jo thoda bahut I know, I'm telling
go
you.
Go on.
Yeah. We go to therapy for that prayer now.
I want therapy. I do it.
Okay.
But then why is ki you have to learn like, because the thing is ki agar tum same toxic behaviors repeat kar rahe ho, तो क्या ही फर्क पड़ता कि तुम्हारे मम्मी पापा ने मिलाया कि तुम खुद से मिले. तुम जाके सेम चीज करोगे ना उसके साथ भी जो तुम ऑलरेडी करके आ रहे हो. तो फिर वही होगा कि अरेंज मैरिज में है कि वो अपनी माँ बाप को बुलाया किसी छूटे लड़की को ढूंढ दी, और अगर लव मैरिज क्या होता तो वो बोलता कि क्या किस छूटे को मैंने पकड़ लिया. वही डिफरेंस है.
Yeah, the grass is always greener on the other side.
Great line.
The only advantage is that in arranged marriage you can blame
the parents.
That's all there is.
Yeah, but again,
you know, somebody actually told me that.
Yeah.
Shweta, bol.
Like they were getting an arranged marriage because, you know, if things go wrong, they can blame their parents. Like, I don't want to be responsible for something going
wrong. So you're just marrying a child who doesn't want to take responsibility for their own actions.
Yeah.
Wow, Prerna. Like just dropping truth bombs.
Prerna, what did you study?
I am a marketing major along.
Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
But wait, see, as in each and every episode, Nikhil asking the questions. I want Nikhil to answer now that do you believe in the arranged marriage or love marriage? And do you even believe the concept of marriage at the end of the day?
Very good. Here's the thing. I mean, it can be for people, yeah, arranged marriages, but it is not for me. I don't think it is for me. Like, I want to have that love marriage thing, partly because I want the person to get to know me for a set number of years, a time frame and then to decide if we want to take that next step and stuff. See, marriage is, if we end up going, if we end up questioning everything, why is there a concept of marriage which is existing, very existential questions like that? Sure, probably, there is no need for it, a marriage, but it is sort of like a legal aspect which binds you together, which is a huge commitment. So I believe marriage is like a huge commitment. And if you're able to do that with someone, it's great. That's all there is. Like it's fun. It's fun. Like you would do, like I would, at least in my opinion, if I'm like, if I love someone so much, I would love to marry with them. Like I won't mind to have that legal bind together, because it's like an incredible commitment to have. And I would love, I'll have to be in love with that person to a point ki I can live with the person for the time I'm alive. And sure, some marriages don't last, of course. The thing is, I know it's a very, you know, a difficult conversation, and a lot of times India, mein it's not really something that, like, you know, we see, but there has to be a lot more divorces as well. Problem there is also a problem of when there is marriage happening, when there is a arranged marriage, it's a very scary concept because of the amount of money invested, which is one, the amount of people invested in this. And it's not just the husband wife who's in the relationship now. It's a whole fucking family. It's a whole like a typical sammelan who's in the relationship. Yeah. Now, because of this, a lot of people are in a marriage and they are still choosing to be in that marriage. Also, because they don't like each other, they also decide to have a kid so that they can find somebody else to love. A lot of people, India may, it is a huge problem to getting a kid just because they could love somebody in that house. Because divorce is not an option. Right. Which is why it is a huge scary thing.
I don't believe in marriage. Okay? I am not like against it. If you want to marry, then good. You have my support. Like, but I think as someone who relationship mein jaate 2 hafte mein bachche paida karne ka soch rahe the kisi insaan ke sath, kyunki main aise weird ladkiyon mein se thi aur sab shaadi ke bare mein soch rahi thi, from that to this I don't believe in marriage.
Yeah.
And it's not because mujhe trauma hai ya kuch hai. I just think ki when 2 people love each other, I don't understand why you have to be
here. Yeah, totally.
I mean, the only time I would marry is when I want to be with God.
You want a green card? हाँ ठीक है अब ये real डालता है.
Wow, callback.
Callback. बहन को आके बोल देते वो भाई का दे देगा.
I don't believe in my marriages, but green cards are considered.
Unless 50 करोड़ मेरे को मिले.
मुझे कुछ अच्छा मिल रहा है. I mean, if I love someone, I mean, ठीक है. Eventually, I think कि मेरे parents expect करेंगे कि मैं शादी करूँ. अभी तो नहीं कर रहे. 6 साल बाद बोला मुझे. But मुझे तो लगता है कि एक पॉइंट पे कि क्यों करना है मुझे शादी, जब अगर हम लिटरली सब सेम ही चीज करेंगे विद मैरिज एंड विदाउट मैरिज, जबकि सब कुछ सेम होगा तो क्या पॉइंट है मैरिज का. बट ठीक है, मे बी आई एम समवन हु थिंक्स ऑफ इट
लीगल है, पैसा मिलता है, प्रॉपर्टी है,
मैं खुद अमीर हूँ, मुझे नहीं चाहिए तुम्हारा प्रॉपर्टी.
दिस इज द कॉन्फिडेंस आई नीड. या मेरे को ये ना अमीर बनने का है.
प्लीज शट अप निखिल,
मेरे को कर ले, मैं तो बोल रहा हूँ कुल्ला कुल्ला
पैसा दे दे निखिल को. टुडे इन ओपन माइक समबडी कॉल्ड हिम अ भिखारी.
व्हाट?
नाइस इट वाज. एंड दे लुक्ड एट मी, आई एम लाइक, दे आर लाइक बिहार से. आई एम लाइक, तू
राजस्थान
से तो नाम से तो ले ले बराबर, राजस्थान से हो, व्हिच इज इवन
वर्स. मैं बिहार से हूं.
We found out the first like sentence you uttered. Humko, like, yeah, Bihar.
तो clearly उसको मुंबई की भाषा में बात करते हुए सुना नहीं है ना. उसके मुंह से माचुदास के वाला निकलता ही नहीं है कुछ. I don't know how she is controlling it on the episode today. I really don't know.
भाई मतलब मैं बिहार से हूँ, मैं काफी offend हो गई. ये क्या बोल रही हो? Why is Bihari people always associated with Bihar? I remember एक बार एक ऑटो वाले ने मुझे बताया कि आप तो बिहारी लगते नहीं हो मैडम. मैंने बोला बिहारी लगता है तीन.
I have no idea.
Okay, off topic again.
We'll rant
about it later.
तेरे को जाने का ही था ना कृतन यहाँ पे. एक पे निकल को भिखारी बोल दिया.
One day at a time I'm making this my podcast. But Shweta, नहीं ये सोलंगा.
Back to the topic.
back to the topic. Like, do you believe in marriages? If you believe, why? If you don't believe, you want for like arranged marriage or the whole concept of marriage? And added to that, once you get married, you have to sign in a document. The registered office, you have to like legally say that you're married, you know, right? But there's a loophole that if you don't, like, you get married properly and you don't sign the document for like 5 years or 18 period of time, you are married. No need to sign the document itself. There's something like this. I don't know about this. I saw it on a podcast somewhere else.
Nice.
I mean, if you're just getting married to get your documents, aadha aadha and paisa and all, then like that is so sad. Uske liye shaadi kar raha, right?
There's a movie, right? Even Love Per Square Feet
kar raha hai
Netflix
mein.
Yeah,
yeah. People take this are really.
Gee, oh, take two. So yeah, that's it. But the point is that societally we have been pushed to an area where we have to get married in a sense.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's not like that. You can stay like we're not getting married. You can stay and everything. But once all like now all of my friends are getting married, and the point is once each and every one of them get married, it's like family, and their friends once they have kids, it's their kids' parents. So at a certain point, it's not that hey, just because you need friends that you should get married, but it becomes like that. Where societally, whatever you need, once you get married, you get even getting a house is cheaper. Getting a loan is good, cheaper. Getting a car loan is cheaper. Meeting new people is also simpler. In a way, it has, societally, we are pushed to get married. I've seen people who are not married and they are like pretty much happy till 60. I even see people get married and they're pretty much happy. So it again depends on whom you're getting married to, whom you're not getting married to. Sure. Even I was like, nahi, arranged marriage nahi hoga. Even I didn't want to get married.
Recently, there was news about...
I've seen my parents fight a lot. I've seen quite a lot, okay. It was like, it's going online. I've seen them a lot and I didn't believe in them. But recently, like for past few months, my mother was like staying away from her dad to help my sister prepare for NEET. And I could see my dad, like he couldn't, like he had a sore on his that his wife is not with him, like nearby helping him and doing everything. Because he was used to my mom is used to my dad. My mom is like, yeah, fine, I can take care of everything. But my dad, I could see that sense of helplessness. That, oh, I don't have my wife near me. My wife is, we are not like that far away. They are just like 1.5 hours. And every weekend, my dad used to go and stay. She used to stay like with my sister and my mother, leaving me stranded all alone in the house.
Kritin to take care kari lega khudka. Usko rakhi dete hai wahan pe.
So the point is that you should. If I get arranged marriage, I'll try to meet a proper person. Again, in 6 months, you are not going to know how the person is going to be proper.
Yeah.
Properly fitting or not. Again, 10 years down the lane, 15 years down the lane, the person can change your perspective and everything. But I do like believe in like marriages. I do not even marriages. I do believe that everybody should meet the person. Everybody should be loved. Everybody should meet the appropriate person. Like, if you like a girl, you should meet a girl. If you like a boy, you should meet a boy. Yep. Sort of like that thing.
Yeah.
That's my
opinion. I'll go next. So, I mean, it's more or less same like
that fellow.
I'll go. I thought he meant he will go next. I did not think he will go out of the podcast next.
But okay.
I was about to tell, then my father entered the room. So I was like, at a point, I was like, okay, I will never have a arranged marriage. I'll definitely have love marriage because at least I don't want to have such kind of things like misunderstandings and all those things with the person who I have to live for the rest of my life. So I can know the person better. Then there was no scope of that. So that is automatically ruled out.
See, you're going to get married to a person and be there with that person for 30 to 40 years. Of course, you have to fight, dude. Of course, chota jhagda hoega.
Yeah, that's what I'm coming there. So the thing is, then now it is like over like the all these years, like loving some person and then knowing that okay, they don't have the same things and all that, and learning and unlearning few things over the time. Now there are like few standards of that, like this is what I need, what you can bring to the table. Even now, like when in my home, when they started about talks about Alex, I was like, okay, I'm completely okay, whichever girl you find, I'm okay. But my only condition is same as what Kitten said, minimum 6 months I need to like talk to the girl, get to know her in person, like go out, and if things go well, yeah, then definitely think we are taking it forward. Because that 6 months, you are not going to tell all the relatives that, okay, we have seen fixed a girl for him and he is going to marry only that girl. So you don't have to worry if that doesn't end up in the right way. But again, they are still a bit skeptical about that. They are like, okay, ऐसा नहीं होगा करके.
ये बहुत मेरे घर
में बहुत आते हैं.
हाँ, वो बोलेंगे क्या बोलेंगे मालूम? ऐसा तो नहीं, you can lead on the girl. ऐसा time pass नहीं कर सकता ना किसी का basic grammar.
I have to say, if you do kasam usa and run away, what will the girl do?
My mom was like, even if we agree, we agree, okay, that's fine. Will the girl's parents be like,
how will the girl's parents agree?
That, yeah. That is it. Yeah. I was like, okay, then like, let's see that when
basically,
we
go. So the basically they end up saying that girls' parents will be a time waste hoega na unka. Because yeah, they want to end up getting, because unka bahut zyada applications and stuff. So it's a very true, it's though. A very weird thing, dude. It is a very weird thing.
Yeah. I'm
not going to deny.
And to me, like marriage and having a life partner, how I see it is maybe it's a bit again old school and old fashioned. I like believe in simple things. I don't have much of these things. I'm like, okay, if I get married or like partner, I will have kids, a small happy family, whatever. That kind of mentality is that okay. That it's like you have someone. So whenever you have something in your mind, you want to talk about something. For every situation, you will have different kind of person. Maybe say a friend. You can say few things to your friend, few things to your siblings, few things to your parents, few things to some other friend. But this person, like who is going to be there? They are the one like who will almost have the 99% of what's going through your life, and the other way as well. Like we will be more accustomed to that and used to that. Okay, this happened, that happened. So at the end of the day, it's like. That person feels home, like that is the thing. And if you see, there are many romantic film series that are there, which we get influenced by. But most I have been influenced with little things. I think most of you would have already seen it. So that is that kind of requirement and like what I'm looking for. Like that's it. That's no, as a zyada ye wo nahi chahiye. But it's a simple rakho. You have your space, I have my space. We'll have good days, we'll also have bad days. That's how we are going to deal with it. It's not like you versus me in all those bad days. It's like us versus the problem.
Yeah. Okay. And one more thing. So if you're like 30 or 40, dude, this, even the little things that happens that she has a back problem. So if you're 30 or 40, again, we're in the cities and we can't like amma vanga. Help me that I have to get a small operation done. Of course, if your parents will be really old, they can't come take care of you. You are the ones who are taking care of your parents at the age. Now you need a person to take care of you. Not like they're taking care of you, at least till you recover. So it's not like for that reason alone, you should get married. But that's also a reason why you should get married. There's someone in your life.
You definitely need someone for a moral support every now and then. So it can't be satisfied just with friends or parents every time. Like this is that life partner or a wife or husband is the person where we rely more on. So that is right. The only advantage what we in our generation we have is that we can kind of because at least in our parents then they didn't have the choice or all these things to kind of रियल कैरेक्टर ऑफ पर्सन वी कैन इजीली फाइंड आउट विद इन अ वेरी शॉर्ट टाइम. The rest, so when I say like 6 months, it's like within 1 month we'll know how a person is like 70 to 80%. the rest 5 months are that how compatible these 2% can become with each other. Like how, though there are this difference and this difference, and how well they can like still balance that. That's what my idea was
6 months.
He's not talking about falling in love. He's talking about setting up a house.
As a toxic person, pehle month to mai ye to mereko pretend karna hai bhai ki main bahut amazing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's the reason we need 6 months, you're saying?
People can pretend for 6 months also. I mean, people pretend for 6 years also, right? Like,
yeah, is that you?
I mean,
no.
Then, there are a lot of people who have pretended to. Either the other guy is so dumb.
Exceptions. Yeah. No, not dumb, but I think some people are like really good at masking and you know they try to conceal all their.
Prerna is just laughing way too hard.
Guys tell me like, जब शुरू में मिले थे तो तुम काफी अलग थी and I was like, हाँ दूसरी के अब मिल.
Never believe a guy. Never believe a guy when he says to a girl that you are different from other girls.
Basically, the guy told her when we were talking at the first month, you were different. Now you are different. I saw.
Prerna, are your Pokemon evolving?
Or de-evolving?
I'm not pura ho gaya now. It's time for trauma dumping.
ये गौर से देखो ये चेहरे को इसलिए पॉडकास्ट में इतने दिन नहीं थी.
प्रेरणा वाज सेइंग दैट वी नीड अ हमको हमारा चूतिया काटना है. प्रेरणा इज द पर्सन हु चूतिया काटती है सबका.
प्रेरणा इज द रीजन व्हाई मेनी गाइस आर कमिंग टू सी माय एंटी.
Bhai, these guys, I am the reason
why
I have to go to Seema Aunty.
Bhai,
my toxic
person. Do you guys know how Seema Aunty, how much Seema Aunty charges?
Haan, 50 lakh rupiah.
Just to be on her books. On her books.
Sahi na?
Imagine, they tum friend zone ho gaye. And your mom is also like, take the Bobby.
मुझे तो मेरा फ्यूचर वैसे ही लग रहा है. मैं वहाँ पे भी फ्रेंड जोन ही होऊंगा
लगता. यू विल गेट मैरिड इवन आई एम बॉयफ्रेंड वो मैं कुछ नहीं कनाडा पे निकल रहा है. ये तो है बॉयफ्रेंड.
ये मेरा पति है. ये मेरा बॉयफ्रेंड है. चलो करते हैं.
ओके सो गाइस वांट अ टाइम कंपनसेशन आई विल गिव यू वन थिंग एज गर्ल्स मैच्योर एंड ग्रो ओल्डर. They start repelling like these all fuck boys and all these toxic men like Arjun Reddy and all, and they actually want good guys. So just don't date a child, date a woman, okay?
You will. That's the reason you have to date Seema Aunty.
We have to date Seema Aunty. Oh my god, Kritin, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Nikhil,
now we know why he wrote 70.
Like when Seema Aunty asked Ethan, what do you want in a girl? He's like, just like you, I want you.
Aap hi to chahiye mujhe.
आपके क्वालिटीज क्या है, आपको क्या पसंद है? She's like, I like cooking. She's like, yeah, that girl should like cooking. And like next quality, that girl should do that as well.
No, I'll do the cooking. I can cook. If she doesn't cook also, it's no big deal for me.
मेरे को ना एक टाइम पे ना मेरे को फैमिली बोलता था, मतलब एक टाइम पे लाइक समथिंग लाइक द वो होता है ना कि व्हाई शुड आई गेट मैरिड. आई एम लाइक, खाना कौन बनाएगा? आई एम लाइक, मैं बना दूंगा. अच्छा बर्तन तो कोई था, मैं धो दूंगा. अच्छा आई वाज जस्ट नेगेटिंग ऑल द ऑप्शंस दैट दे वर थ्रोइंग एट मी टू गेट मैरिड. आई एम लाइक, ओके बच्चे कौन करेगा? अडॉप्ट कर लूंगा, कुत्ता भी है, अडॉप्ट कर लेंगे, क्या है?
I'll go to Mumbai. I'll go to Mumbai.
शादी करने की लगता ना, बच्चे पैदा करने की शादी करने की जरूरत नहीं है. वैसे ही बच्चे पैदा कर सकते,
ऐसा ही कर सकते हैं. हाँ हाँ, बहुत हो जाएगा.
Prerna has lot of experience, I guess.
Oh, not in, मतलब make it like बच्चा पैदा करने में नहीं, मारने में जरूर, बट एनीवे
किल किल, इज इट अ बॉय और इज इट अ गर्ल, नो इट्स अबॉर्टेड.
मुझे सिर्फ बच्चा पैदा करने के प्रोसेस में इंटरेस्ट है, ये सभी तो मैंने ऐसा, हम बहुत सेफ लोग हैं, ठीक है, ये सब नहीं करते,
सेफ लोग हैं, ठीक है ठीक है, चलो ठीक है, ओके. Very cool, very cool. What a great conversation. Yeah, here's the thing. What, like one last thing, and then we can take a leave. Rishikesh, tu bola ichni, bro.
I'm napping with my eyes open.
I'm napping with my eyes open. वेरी गुड वेरी गुड. ऐसे लड़के को अरेंज मैरिज में पोर्ट्रे करते हैं, वेरी गुड गाय, एक भी गलत गुड नहीं है इसमें, ठीक है.
नो एक्चुअली एक्चुअली नो नो द एक्चुअली द इंश्योरेंस गॉट एक्सपायर्ड अ ईयर अगो, सो
ये देखो ये देखो.
एंड एंड नाउ सी पीपल प्लीज, द रीजन व्हाई यू शुड नॉट मैरी टू ऋषिकेश, यस
ये
देखो,
बिकॉज़ आई एम 22. I'm not even ready for it.
See, my junior who is 22 got married recently.
Yeah, it must be
the... Who is it? No, guy.
Guy.
Yeah. 21 saal ka bhi hai. There is somebody in my life who has gotten married at 21. He has a kid now. A 1-year-old daughter.
Wow. So I'll say what I'm afraid of in my life really. So, okay, I'm like, this is my deepest, darkest shit. Okay.
Bold.
The point is that everybody of my age group are getting married.
Okay.
And people way younger than me also are getting married. So by the time I get like ready to get married, I might get married to a person who's much more younger than me.
Okay.
Yeah, and have to do reels with them.
Mala tum tum mai
tum tum. You just think about the fact, dude. See, I can dance, but doing reels and all.
you are cooking, right?
You can
also do that.
हाँ मतलब कुक करते समय डांस कर रहा है
क्या?
No.
There won't be any reels. It will be a vlog. Like, see, my husband is cooking.
Thank you, money.
Chole bhature banega aaj.
Namak thoda kam hai. That's a really good, like, truth here. See, if I get married, it should be just same age group, plus or minus 2 is my...
No, just think about Arya.
That's true, Omega sign. What about your parents?
First, I should look like Arya.
you look like father first, so...
He's saying that I'm going bald indirectly. Okay. No. That's a great joke. Hey, bald joke.
Okay.
I know I'm going bald.
What is happening?
It's not about Fahad Fasil's looks, it's about his talent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's also
Fahad Fasil is fucking hot, dude. Fahad Fasil is fucking hot, okay.
Podcast ka reel. Nikhil comes out of the closet.
I mean there are certain characters nahi chahiye aisa sab nahi bolta.
I would fuck you would say.
nahi. Okay, but anyway, ho gaya, chalo, conversation bahut sahi tha, acha tha, arranged marriages ho gaya, sab ka ho gaya. Like how she should be forgotten, but anyway. Like accurate and sense. So yeah, thank you so much everybody, panel members, Prerna, Shweta, Shrehari, Rishikesh, Kritin, Kumar, everybody, thank you so
call
much.
Call me Kritin, dude. I didn't put it, that guy has like kept it, I can't change it, wait.
You can't
change it.
Rename, just rename.
Okay, thank you so much everybody for being a part of this episode. Really fun having conversations with you, and to the audience members who listen to the episode, thank you so much. And Aisa, share your arranged marriage experiences, how your family is forcing you to get married and stuff. If they are not forcing you, also share some stories, like how Hrishikesh shared about his breakups and everybody pretended that it was a fake
story.
Do that. What is going to happen? Do it. But and thank you so much. And if you are any friends of any of the panel members and you're like listening for the first time, please go and follow us on the our Instagram profile, which is the Irrelevant Stories, and also Spotify mein follow karo, like karo, everything. And if you're someone from Bumble, so it's coming from some unknown sources, we know what you're going through. It's fine. She's going to ghost you, he's going to ghost you in some time, but it's okay. Irrelevant Stories has your back. You can always follow Irrelevant Stories to get live.
Arranged marriages have your back.
And also in panel there are so many hot guys.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that if you get yourself start on Irrelevant Stories, like if you're my Bumble match and I can tell about you to my Irrelevant Stories ka people, then just understand you have given me enough trauma. Okay? You have done it, okay?
You are featured here.
Sit down. So do it. Like listen
do it.
To my listen to our podcast so that you can get featured in it.
What a contest this is. Give Prerna trauma to be featured on the Irrelevant Stories.
Exactly.
Okay, we are starting a reel contest now.
Dude, I forgot about the reel. Why I will get arranged marriage.
चलो ऑन दैट नोट थैंक यू सो मच एवरीबॉडी प्लीज सब्सक्राइब एवरीथिंग हो गया सी यू नेक्स्ट वीक टिल देन थैंक यू सो मच हैव फन एंड होप यू मीट समवन सून ऑल्सो अ स्पेशल अनाउंसमेंट 2 years is going to be completed next week of the Irrelevant Stories, so we'll be having a special episode coming in next week, so stay tuned and let's see next week. Chalo, ciao, see you, bye,
peace out.